Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, May 16th, 2006. Today, I titled the message, Great Joy. And the scripture text is from 2 Corinthians 7, verse 4.
I have great confidence in you. I take great pride in you. I am greatly encouraged. In all our troubles, my joy knows no bounds.
What are some beautiful sights to you? I consider with my physical eyes the outstanding splendor of the Rocky Mountain seacoast near Camden, or the beautiful Rocky Mountains in Colorado. In my daily work, I enjoy my travels through this part of God's creation and the well-kept sprawling farms and farm fields I pass. Yesterday, while taking a stair to school, I passed lambs that were leaping over rocks chasing one another. I will stop at times and just observe an old stone farmhouse and barns, and often pass the Amish in their horses and buggies. Last night we had a delightful evening that brings a smile even as I write this morning. We had around our dining room table a family visiting this week from Ecuador. Veronica arrived last summer from Ecuador as a foreign exchange student in her junior year. She's made her home with the Martin family and is involved in the youth group at our church. Esther has enjoyed a close relationship with Veronica, so we invited Veronica's family and the Martins to dinner last night. Veronica and Roanna often interpreted, but sometimes our conversation included confused expressions and a lot of polite smiles when we just couldn't understand one another. Still, there was a lot of laughter in our midst as we all extended ourselves to each other, trying to express the love of the Lord, even in our body language. The photo I place up on the site today I took, and the great smiles on each face are because I was trying my basic Spanish and saying uno, dos, tres, which I'm sure is mangled in pronunciation, in order to take the picture. We had a great time. A great joy in ministry is observing our impact upon others for Christ. So often we don't see this impact, or we wait for the seeds we have sown to come to harvest. But thank God for the times we see the Lord working through us in the lives of others when we reach out to others with His love. The Apostle Paul is writing to the Corinthian believers in the daily text. His first letter was full of rebuke and correction. That would be 1 Corinthians. Apparently he noted spiritual progress when he sat down to write the second letter, and expresses this in the daily text. Whatever he heard about them prompted encouragement and boundless joy, even in the midst of his own ongoing troubles. Today, fellow servant of Christ, I hope you will see the beautiful sight of your spiritual impact to those in your sphere of influence. May it bring you the same great joy it did to us while enjoying fellowship with our new Ecuadorian friends last night.
Jesus, only in serving you can we know the joy of spiritual impact. You enable us to reach out to others, and in an amazing way, you bless and enrich our lives because of it. Make us a blessing to those you bring into our lives, and help us to enlarge our circle so that we can glorify you.
Amen. That's my prayer today. My wife wrote that prayer. It's our prayer, and I hope you will each make it your prayer as well. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Today there is a photo I took last night of our new Ecuadorian friends along with our longtime friends, the Martins, in front of our fish pond, although it doesn't have fish in it now. Also have today a song that I believe will bless you. We came across a website of a couple that have a ministry called Living Proof Ministries. Actually, went to the same Bible college that Brooksine and I also attended, though we went about 20 years before them. They both, between them, have a godly heritage of 27 ministers throughout their respective family trees. That's pretty outstanding. And it's wonderful to see, as I age now, as Brooksine and I age, the next generation taking on the call to serve Christ. And I would assume they're in their early 30s. And they are serving God. And you can be blessed by a song, actually a medley of songs. There is a single click, and it should open up and play since you're listening to this, it is an MP3 file. Well, may you be blessed today. May you be encouraged. And may you continue to lovingly reach out to others with God's love.